Hello, and welcome back to another Bakudeku fanfiction reading. Today I'm going to be reading Chapter 7 of What's a Little Kink Exploration Between Friends by Tumbleweed Chaser on Archive of Our Own. If you haven't seen the previous episodes, I highly recommend you do that, because that way you'll be all caught up with the story. And now without further ado, please enjoy. Chapter 7. Morning Sex. Izuku woke first. It was a rare shared day off, one he intended to enjoy since he'd be switching to night patrol for the next 10 days. At the moment, however, he'd closed his eyes to the sun that was peeking into the room and snuggled in closer to the warm blonde who'd invited him to sleep beside him again. Katsuki ran warm, likely due to his quirk, and he sweated in his sleep, causing a sharp, sweet scent to invade the bedding that Katsuki'd shoved aside and his bed guest had stolen. Izuku breathed in the scent, something he'd always associated with strength, but had begun to relate to safety and home. He admittedly possessed a strong obsession with Katsuki's hands, and had secretly always wanted to lick at the other's palm to see if it was as sweet as it smelled, though he doubted ingesting nitroglycerin was a smart idea. Beside him, the blonde snuffled cutely and flopped onto his back, likely trying to escape the heat of Izuku's body pressed close to his. In his resettling, he brought one palm up, flopping it onto the pillow Izuku had crept over to share, despite having one of his own. Presented with the object of his wandering thoughts, Izuku moved to touch. Quietly and carefully, he ghosted the tips of his crooked fingers along Katsuki's palm, feeling the smoothness of the skin there that shifted into firmer, calloused skin on his fingers. Izuku placed his four fingertips against Katsuki's and then dragged them down, drawing four parallel lines down to the heel of the other's powerful hands. The touch pulled an unexpected little moan from the blonde, causing Izuku to withdraw his touch, eyes darting to Katsuki's face. But the other man was still soundly asleep, deep breaths obvious in the movements of his bare chest. True to his curious nature, Izuku repeated the movement and smiled when the same little sound escaped Katsuki's lips. Leaning up on one elbow, Izuku brought his face closer to Katsuki's palm. It was hard to believe so much power existed in such a soft space, that these hands could bring down a building and hold down a villain, but could also soothe Izuku's anxiety away and make him shiver with erotic touches. He breathed in the sweet scent at its source, noted the sharpness of it under the sugary aroma that tended to dominate, something not unlike char seeping under it all. Unable to help himself, he dipped his tongue down to lick along the base of Katsuki's thumb and froze when the blonde gasped lightly. A quick check found Katsuki was still sleeping, a tiny pinch between his eyes but not the usual scowl. Izuku dragged his tongue across the palm, finding the taste more bitter and salty than expected. The blonde turned his face towards the sensation, a tiny keen as his body shifted, but he slept on. The sound was something Izuku had never heard or expected to emerge from Katsuki, having never thought him capable of something so small and needy. Izuku felt the little itch at the back of his brain, the constant lustful craving beginning to grow louder at the thought of those sounds and the view of Katsuki's sleeping form. Between his legs, he felt his cock beginning to fill out, and a wandering glance found he wasn't the only one. Silently, he thanked the gods they'd wound up sleeping naked after Katsuki had cleaned him up in the shower, pulling another orgasm out of Izuku with his talented, powerful hands. He adjusted his position, quietly moving the blankets behind him and ensuring he could watch Katsuki more clearly as he tasted him. Repeating the movement with his tongue, he watched the little tells of pleasure on Katsuki's features. He blew a cool breath over the place he'd licked, and his dick was quickly fully erect when Katsuki whined at the sensation, accompanied by a tiny, aborted thrust of his hips. Izuku put his tongue to use again, drawing a little path over the heel, up the center, and along the hero's index finger before taking the digit into his mouth and applying a light suck. Beside him, Katsuki moaned, his body wriggling slightly, but he mostly stilled again when Izuku backed away and listened to Katsuki's breath evening out. He had no idea Katsuki's hands were so sensitive, that the man would ever enjoy these types of soft touches, and Izuku wanted to give him more. Shifting again, he ever so gently kissed and licked his way to Katsuki's chest to bring his tongue over Katsuki's nipple. He was rewarded for his efforts with another breathy little gasp and movements of Katsuki's other hand. He thought perhaps the hero had awoken from his actions, but as he watched Kotsky's face and movement, he found he was still blissfully asleep, absorbed in some lustful dream that had him moving his hand lazily to drag his fingers over his cock. And honestly, who could blame Izuku for wanting to help give the other man good dreams? With surprising grace, Izuku moved down the bed to better access Kotsky's nether regions. He placed a kiss on the blonde's hip, followed by another little lick that caused Kotsky to hiss and buck his hips. Encouraged, Izuku inched closer until he could lightly drag his tongue up the shaft of Kotsky's cock. The blonde moaned, his breathing picking up, hips moving slightly, but eyes still shut. Izuku lapped at the head of his dick, licking at the frenulum, dragging over the slit, circling the head, his eyes watching Kotsky's face all the while. The sleeping hero panted, brow pinched even as he slept, little whimpers and whines escaping, even more so when Izuku took him fully into his mouth so he could buck into the warmth at his own languid pace. Izuku pulled off, perhaps a little too pleased by the needy little whine Kotsky made, and replaced his mouth with the loose grip of his hand. He put his mouth to work on Kotsky's nearby hand, tiny nips and licks and suckling at Kotsky's fingers until he turned his palm in such a way that Izuku could properly lap at it. Kotsky bucked upward, humping into the hand working him, and a raspy little "fuh-ha-zu," he gasped out, fantasy filling in the sensations. Izuku's own hard cock twitched at that, eager to be touched as well. Caring less about waking his bed partner, Izuku straddled his thighs best he could and placed his own cock against Kotsky's in his hand. He moaned as well, feeling Kotsky buck against him. "Couldn't wait for me to wake up, baby?" Izuku's eyes snapped up from where he'd been watching their cocks rub together. "You were whining for it, sir. Needed to be touched." He tightened his grip around them, putting real effort into it. Kotsky growled. "I don't whine, baby." Suddenly, Izuku was on his back. Kotsky hovered over him. "Think you just wanted me to fuck you again?" "Whatever you need, sir," Izuku answered, a cheeky grin on his face. "Fucking brat," Kotsky groused, leaning away to fish his bottle of lube from a side table. Soon he was shoving two fingers into Izuku's hole, still fairly stretched from the night before. "Got me all worked up. Now I can't even take the time to properly handle you." He punctuated the comment by curling his fingers to push into Izuku's prostate. "Needy little slut couldn't even wait till after breakfast." He pulled his fingers out, ripping a whiny groan out of Izuku, but quickly shoved himself inside. Izuku tilted his head back, breath already coming quickly as Kotsky rammed into him, not even attempting to give him time to adjust. "This what you wanted, slut?" Kotsky asked. The shorter man moaned, but forced out an answer. "You were moaning." "That so?" Kotsky asked, before pulling out and manhandling Izuku into flipping over, re-entering from behind. "Must have been dreaming about fucking you." Izuku arched his back, pushing his face into the bed and his ass up and back into Kotsky. "Wanna hear you, baby," the blonde said, reaching forward to yank Izuku's head back by his hair.
Your hands, sir."
"What about it? Want it on your slutty little cock? Not enough to wake me, making demands too?" As much as he could, Izuku shook his head before reaching to take Kotsky's hand from his hair to move it to his mouth. He licked up the palm, causing Kotsky to keen as he had before.
"Fuck."
Izuku licked again, a broad stripe heel to fingertips before sucking two fingers into his mouth, and then Kotsky was coming, hard, pulsing deep into Izuku even as the other man continued to suck at his fingers and rub his thumb over his palm. Kotsky knew his hands were sensitive, but his partners didn't like to spend time there due to the acrid taste that didn't match with the sweet scent.
"How?"
he panted.
"The fuck did you know to do that?"
Izuku let his fingers slip from his mouth, turning his head back to look at the blonde. "I got curious about the taste while you were sleeping." The explosive hero grinned.
"Oh, really?"
"Mm-hmm," Izuku answered, doing his best to look innocent, but he already knew what Katsuki was thinking.
So, you woke me up from sex, he said, pulling his softening cock from Izuku. Because I was moaning.
Whining, Izuku corrected. The little shit.
Whimpering, really.
Katsuki flipped him back over.
I don't fucking whine, and I sure as fuck don't whimper.
It was so cute, Kachan. Katsuki deftly grasped his lover's wrists and swept them up over his head, pinning them there with one hand so that the other could trace down Izuku's body.
You woke me up for sex because I was moaning, but forgot to mention that I was moaning because you were licking my palms.
His hand stopped at Izuku's ribs. He leaned over to kiss him, just a taste of tongue followed by a quick peck, and then began to tickle his lover mercilessly.
Gotcha, no! Izuku giggled, flailing under him. Stop!
He got a hand loose and pushed at Katsuki's shoulder. They grappled, playing not unlike how they did as children, genuine laughter filling the room until they fell onto the floor in a heap. Katsuki groaned as he reached for the back of his head where it had knocked against the floor. Beside him, Izuku sucked in a harsh breath and wheezed out,
That was too close, as he cupped his flagging erection.
Katsuki snorted. Brats don't get to come anyway.
Kachan!
I very much hope you enjoyed this reading. If you did, be sure to check out some of the others I've done. A link to the fanfiction will be in the description. New stuff goes up every Wednesday and Friday, and if you want to see more like this, give recommendation, feedback, or just say hi, leave a comment. And if you like my content and you want to see more, go ahead, subscribe, or follow, or do all the stuff, because there's difference. And yeah, have a great day, and I'll see you all on the next one. Bye!